We appreciate you visiting the Chapman Highway Church of Christ website. Let's take just a few minutes and listen to Tim Shepherd, our local evangelist, as he gives us something to think about.
In his book Written in Blood, Robert Coleman tells the story of a little boy whose sister needed a blood transfusion. She had a rare blood type which she shared with her little brother. The fact that he had recovered from the same disease some 2 years earlier made the chances of success even greater. The doctor carefully explained all of this to the little boy, pointing out that without the transfusion, his sister would surely die. Then the doctor asked, "Would you be brave and give blood to your little sister?" Johnny hesitated. His lower lip began to tremble. Then he smiled and said, "Sure, for my sister." The two children were wheeled into a hospital room. Mary was pale and thin, while Johnny was robust and healthy. He smiled at his sister as they watched as the blood traveled out of his body down the clear plastic tube. Johnny's smile faded, and as he lay there feeling weak, he looked up at the doctor and said, "Doctor, when do I die?" Johnny thought that giving his blood to his sister meant giving up his life. Yet because of his great love for his sister, he was willing to pay that ultimate price to give his life. My friend, that's exactly what Jesus did for us. He gave his life for us. Consider the following passages. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 through 8. "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth." In Matthew chapter 20, verse 28, "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." In John 10, in verse 11, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." In John 15, verse 13, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." Romans 5, verse 6 through 8, "For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Are you sick with the dreadful disease of sin? There is only one remedy. John said in Revelation 1 and verse 5, "And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." The blood of Jesus is there for you. My friend, would you not contact that blood today in the water grave of baptism? Just something to think about.